Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When it comes to land preservation, developers and local groups don't necessarily seem eye to eye, but it doesn't have to be that way. Bruce Turley, the vice president of the West Klosterman Preservation Group Board, is joining me for What's Good in Tampa Bay to talk about a project I first saw on social media. And Bruce, I'm familiar with preserving small tracts of land. The Gladys Douglas Preserve is very near my house. And it was a grassroots efforts that saved that. And that's what you're up to with this new project. Good morning to you, first of all. And give me a little bit of background on your group and what this project's all about.
Sure thing, Ann, and thank you for the introduction. The WK Preservation Group is a 501c3. It was uniquely incorporated to be able to fundraise and take donations to save these, as we call it, slices of paradise, these small areas in our region that are habitat value, and trying to save those little bits and pieces of habitat from development.
Well, I was going to say, you use the word small, but even if they're small, there's still some very valuable and important things going on in those tracts of land.
Absolutely. The West Klosterman Preserve, which, by the way, the WK Preservation Group, the WK is a nod to our inaugural project, which is the West Klosterman Preserve. And, you know, the thing that is so important is that all of these different habitat, remaining pieces of habitat, create a wildlife corridor. It's really important for migratory birds to have places to come in for food and shelter. It is a area where we save native plants that are declining in population, saving our declining wildlife populations. And in this case, the West Klosterman Preserve is a scrub and sandhill, which are globally imperiled habitat. And so in Pinellas County, we have less than 1% of that habitat remaining. Wow. And in Florida in general, it's a kind of a likewise percentage. It's really areas that are very desirable to development because they are our high, dry locations, but they're also home to endangered animals and plants, and so they are very important.
Now, this particular parcel is about 14 acres, is that correct?
That's correct. It's just under 14 acres, but it also is adjacent, or adjoining, I should say, the 76-acre Mariners Point management area. So it combined will create a 90-acre preserve that's held in perpetuity.
That would be wonderful. But getting something like this takes a lot of effort, and it takes some money. So where are those efforts at?
That's a great question. These things really do take a lot of work, a lot of time. My hat is certainly off to the founders of this group, including Tex and Kay Carter, who have worked so hard, virtually as a full-time job towards this effort. And it takes a long time. We've gone through efforts at funding through the state. We've then had to regroup and, of course, get funding through Pinellas County. At this time, Pinellas County has given us a matching fund towards half of the price of the preserve. This is sort of similar to what was done with the Gladys Douglas Preserve. The county likes to see this community grassroots effort showing the importance and the commitment of the community to saving these properties. So at this point, we do have this $1.5 million commitment from the county, and we're trying to match that. Currently, we have a variety of commitments and supporters, but we continue to do fundraising with a deadline of the September 16th date of this year. Mm. That is the end of the fiscal year for Pinellas County government, and we are dead set to meet that commitment. We do have a contract and agreement with Pinellas County. We've also had a lot of cooperation with the Pinellas County School Board, which owns the property, as well as just a bipartisan, wonderful commitment from our Pinellas County Commission. And we also have a relationship with the Pinellas Community Foundation. So we've got some really good backing and some really good things going on. And we're just dead set that we're going to make this happen.
Well, part of making it happen is fundraising. And I know you do have something in the works. You're in the planning stages for something at the Tampa Bay Brewing Company's West Chase location.
Yes, we do. And this is going to be a market that we're going to be conducting on May 11th. As you said, it's at the Tampa Bay Brewery in West Chase. That's up in the Oldsmar area. Mm-hmm. And we'll have vendors and exhibits there. We'll have auction items. It'll be really cool. We'll have things like artwork, and we'll have airplane ride, private airplane over the natural preserve areas of North Pinellas County. We'll have native plants and all kinds of other things there available for purchase. Nice. There's a restaurant at the facility, so you can pop in and have lunch while you're there, or dinner, and the brewery, of course. Oh. So it should be quite a nice event. We hope people will come out and help support us. And again, that is from 11 to 3 on May the 11th at the Tampa Bay Brewery in West Chase.
Do you have room for more vendors if someone's listening and would like to get involved?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest thing to do would be to go right on our website, which is the wkpreserve.com. And you can probably send us an email from there. There is a contact us button on the page, so you can let us know that you would be interested, and we would love to have you.
Well, you've got an excellent website. I was on it this morning looking for more information, and it is a good place to go. And I think for someone that's listening and doesn't know a lot about how all this works and is slightly interested, I think they'll be a lot more interested when they really understand what's going on and how precious these small tracts of land are.
Absolutely. Just a couple of points on your question about our fundraising.
Yes.
We do have opportunities. We've had a lot of individuals and businesses and foundations that have helped us so far. We do have sponsorship opportunities. You know, of course, our donors and our business supporters. And if you're a business that you would like to get behind us, we have all kinds of opportunities out there for people to help us as well as volunteer with us. So, you know, we do a lot of these different events just for public awareness of mm-hmm. our effort. And May 11th is coming up, and that's a great opportunity to help us out by attending that event or vending at that event.
Well, it's a good way to stir your own passion. I know volunteers that are already with your group have that passion. We need to bring a few more people into the fold, right?
Absolutely. The more, the better. It's so important. You know, we have the Florida Wildlife Corridor, and that is such an important project. But, you know, people ask us all the time, well, there's grants out there, land trusts. Are you tapping into that? And, you know, we've turned over every rock that we can. Those particular land trusts and grants are out there really working towards the bigger projects like the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Mm-hmm. And it's not really possible for us to tap into things like that in this kind of local coastal setting with our smaller tracts of habitat. It's really important that we do this as a community and do this locally to help raise these funds and save these properties.
That's very well said. Anything I haven't asked you you'd like to pass along to the audience?
Well, again, I would just really like to say that, you know, this is a significant piece of habitat. It's upland. It's globally imperiled. It's home to a substantial population of gopher tortoises. There's a rosemary bulb that's on the property. It really needs to be managed. It needs to be in public ownership, which is what the intention of the WK Preservation Group is. We look at these properties to put them in public ownership and to be managed in perpetuity for our wildlife and for our future generations.
And one more time, for someone to get a hold of you, what's that website address?
It's wkpreserve.com.
And of course, on social media, we'll have all the links up for everyone. Bruce Turley, VP of the West Klosterman Preservation Group Board, joining us for What's Good in Tampa Bay. And Bruce, I hope you'll stay in touch with us so we can let everybody know how things are going and bring them any updates.
We would love to, Ann, and really appreciate you reaching out to us and doing this interview.
Well, I have a thing for what I call the real Florida and the fact that it's slipping through our fingers, and anything we can do to make sure that it stays there, I'm all for it.
Wonderful. That's important.